Ah, yes, football season is upon us once again. Aren't you excited? Haven't you waited long enough? Jesus Christ, it seems like the Super Bowl was about 5 years ago. Well, preseason has just started. But instead of telling you the scores or who played the best, this is what they go to.
Now, before the game, the Dolphins reignite the flame of the national anthem protest. Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson, both receivers,
stop already.
Kneel and pray while
nobody cares.
Played. Meantime, defensive end Robert Quinn raises a fist. Afterwards, I asked
fist
Stills
up
about
your
his
ass.
Decision and about Wilson joining his protest.
Being a part of this,
oh, look at this little pussy. Remember when football players used to be menacing? All of them. Just like rappers nowadays. Neither one of them are menacing. They're all a bunch of pussies.
And, you know, I'm grateful that he sees what's happening and he wants to stand up and do something about it as well.
Do something about what?
Continue the protest during the regular season. He said,
I don't even think they know why they're protesting.
Why not? Meantime, the Dolphins starters have some cleaning up to do, so we may see a bit more of them in preseason game number 2 next week on the road at Carolina.
Don't bother. You're going to suck just like you do every year. That's right, that's right. Big Angry Phil Podcast 99. I used to be so excited when football season started, but this shit is so fucking tiring. So fucking tiring. Are they gonna kneel? Who's gonna kneel? Oh my god, they're kneeling! When are they gonna stop kneeling? You know, the NFL was supposed to crack down on this shit, and then they pussed out. But when they announced the crackdown, I was like, finally, let's get back to fucking football. But no. It's back, and it's worse than ever. Before the game, all you hear about is who might kneel, and after the game, instead of actual highlights, all you see is who actually kneeled. I've had it.
I'm gonna boycott. I'm gonna burn their jerseys. That'll show them. I'm gonna tell the world I'm not gonna watch anymore.
You know what? You people shut up, too. You're just as annoying. Just don't watch. Just don't watch. All right, let's go. Well, like I said, it's NFL kneeling season again. Oh, football season. I forgot. I thought they changed the name of the sport. That's what people are doing more than actually playing the sport. I don't care why they're kneeling. I don't care about the national anthem. I'm just fucking tired of it. I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of the coverage about it. These fuckers are attention whores and nothing fucking more. They're doing it just to get Colin Kaepernick's fucking seal of approval. And who the fuck is he? He doesn't even have a job! You're asking the approval of an unemployed man. Granted, he's got a lot of money. Not for long. But what the fuck? What the fuck? Do you even know why you're fucking protesting? Or you're just doing it to get Instagram likes? That's most likely what the real reason is. That's all it is. It's a popularity contest. What the fuck are you protesting? Your million-dollar contracts? The fact that you could play in a major league sport? What the fuck are you protesting? Are you really trying to tell me you're protesting about police brutality against black people? Really? Well, why aren't you on the streets doing it? Especially in the off-season. No, you're nowhere to be seen. Oh, sure, you have pictures of you guys on yachts and partying in Las Vegas and shit, sure. Where's all the protesting then? You're full of shit, all of you. All of you are full of shit, and you're attention whores, and you're pussies, and that's why nobody's watching football anymore! I mean, I'm not saying nobody's watching it, but the attendance is down, the ratings are down, and it's not just football, all the major sports. Nobody's really going to the games anymore. Have you noticed how many empty seats there are in baseball now? Holy shit! There's a fucking Twitter handle I follow called @EmptySeats, and they post pictures of various stadiums with nobody in them. You know, places like Tropicana Field, now it's a crowd of 8,000. The place holds 40,000 people. It's ridiculous. And then they want a new stadium. You think anybody's going to go to the new stadium? Just look at Miami, the Miami Marlins. Moved to a new stadium, 5 years ago? Nobody goes. Nobody. And even if they start to do well, I don't think anybody's going to go. And I guarantee you the same thing's going to happen for the Rams/Chargers stadium they're putting up in Inglewood. Yeah, people will go for the inauguration game, but the fucking tickets are going to be way too expensive. The parking's going to be a fucking nightmare. No mass transit goes anywhere near there. It's going to be a fucking shit show, and the stadium is going to be half empty, and the two teams suck, too. And one of the teams we don't even acknowledge in Los Angeles, the Chargers. Nobody in LA gives a fucking shit about the Chargers. Nobody, ever. The Chargers were always the San Diego Chargers, and they were always a rival of the LA Raiders when they were in LA. And still, since we have so many Raider fans, even though they've been in Oakland for a zillion years, that's always going to be a rivalry, and nobody is going to root for the Chargers. All right? That was the dumbest move. I do not get that move at all. I know they started here. I understand that. Nobody cares. You know, the Raiders built a huge fan base, and it's never gone away. I don't understand it. I'll never understand it, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, people have their teams. You know, there's a lot of people here that like the Dallas Cowboys. I don't get that either. I don't get it. But, it is what it is. That's the one thing about football. You could root for teams in other cities. It's not like that baseball, even though we have a lot of Yankee fans because there's a lot of New York transplants here. But other than that, not really a lot of crosstown favoritism. But please explain to me, how is kneeling during the national anthem going to bring an end to police brutality? How's that going to work? And what does the anthem have to do with police brutality? I guess they're saying because most of the cops are good old boys and they love the national anthem. I don't know. Is that the reasoning? I don't know. The fuck do I know? Why don't you ask one of these guys? You'll never get a straight answer. And Colin Kaepernick, I don't know why they keep going back to him. He's not in football anymore. He hasn't been in football in years. All right? He's the one that started all this fucking horse shit and he bounced. Oh, yeah, he's so happy that the other players are doing it. Yeah, dance puppets, dance. Meanwhile, where the fuck is he? Is he playing quarterback anywhere? Anywhere? Is he in the Canadian League? Where the fuck is he? Oh, speaking of which, remember Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel? Guy was way overhyped coming out of college, and he goes to the pros, and he sucked. He was in the Cleveland Browns, a perfect team for him. And he disappeared. And all you hear about is he's drunk in public, he's being an idiot. Now he's in the Canadian League, where most of our rejects seem to go, except for Colin Kaepernick. How's it make you feel, Colin? Johnny Manziel's in there, and your stupid ass isn't. No, you, Mr. Protest has to let everybody know how proud he is of our puppets kneeling during the anthem. And by the way, Johnny Manziel sucked too. He threw four picks or at least. Of course, they're making all kinds of excuses for him. He has all these dick riders, which I don't really get. He sucked. He's never proved himself. He's proved himself to be a moron, but he hasn't proved himself on the field. You know, they're making excuses. He had no offensive line. He had no protection. You know, fuck, he sucks. Just say he sucks. Be done with it. Be done with him. He's not Johnny Football. He's Johnny Forgotten. That's what he is. And this fucking Colin Kaepernick running around. You don't even have a job. Yet you're pulling the puppet strings of all these protesting douchebags. You know what? Listen, let me tell you something. I don't give a fuck about the national anthem, all right? I could be less upset about protesting the anthem or during the anthem or what anybody does during the anthem. I'm just sick of the fucking coverage of this. And really, kneeling during the fucking national anthem is pussy bullshit, all right? Why aren't you guys protesting right on the field during the kickoff? Wouldn't that be a fucking eye-opener, huh? Watch them take a knee right as they kick off the ball. That would be a fucking protest for your ass, and I bet you there will be fines after that. They're not going to do shit about this anthem thing. This anthem thing is pussy shit. And if you're really protesting police brutality, why aren't you doing it in front of the police station in the off-season? When it might make a fucking difference. You could dress up in a suit and a tie. You could fucking look GQ. Go out there. Have some people follow you. That's a fucking protest. This shit during the anthem, raising your fist. Ooh, wow. Yeah, you're really sticking it to the man, huh? The man needs to start sticking it to them. You know, Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, said he was going to start fining players for doing it. Then the NFL made him puss out. Just like the NFL pussed out. They could have made this shit go away. The NFL should have stuck to their guns and say, hey, you keep doing this, we're going to fucking fine you or suspend you. It would go away. They could protest all the fuck they want after the game, during the offseason, but not on the fucking field. What a bunch of fucking pussies that run sports. You need big, burly ex-players to run sports, not these little nebbish Jews running around. They've never been on the field in their life. You know, the businessmen who know nothing about the game. And it shows. The numbers. Look at them. They're terrible. There should not be so many empty seats. You know, you've made the tickets too fucking expensive. for quite a mediocre product, all right? It's not exciting anymore. It's not. And this beating us over the head about the anthem protest makes it much, much less exciting. I don't even care if I watch one fucking game, quite honestly. Maybe during the playoffs. You know, I'm waiting for a hockey season. That's the one go-to sport that hasn't been completely pussed up yet. There's no politics. You don't hear about anybody in hockey protesting or getting involved in bullshit they don't care about. You don't hear about their extramarital affairs or their baby mama drama or any of this other shit you hear about in the NBA, the NFL, in the MLB, okay? That's why I've become a much bigger hockey fan than I've ever been. You know, years ago, I never even watched hockey. I never even looked at it. Now I watch almost only hockey and forget everything else. I cannot wait until the fucking puck drops. So disappointing that all this extra horse shit had to ruin sports. I used to love football. I used to love basketball. I used to love baseball. Lately, I have hardly watched any of them. I haven't watched any basketball at all. Baseball? I used to always watch baseball. Now I hardly even, I don't even look at the scores anymore. It's so mediocre. It's that nobody's really trying that hard anymore. They get these huge contracts. They just go out there and phone it in. Right, Dodgers? Right, Angels? You know, I don't know what the rest of your teams are doing, but I know they're beating the Dodgers and the Angels. Now, getting back to football and the anthem protest, the other side of the coin, I'm tired of the people that have to tell you online that they're going to boycott the NFL or boycott anything. You always see that hashtag, boycott NFL, boycott this, boycott that. You're not going to boycott jack fucking shit. And who cares? Who gives a shit if you boycott anything? Just turn it off. Turn it off. All you have to do. You don't have to announce to the fucking world that you're not going to watch. A lot of people aren't going to watch. Nobody fucking cares. There's always been people that don't watch football. Like most women. I know there are women football fans. That's awesome. I love that. But let's face it. Most women don't give a fuck about football. The NFL has tried really hard to get women to watch football. You know, they have chicks doing the sideline reporting. They have chicks in the broadcast booth. They have male cheerleaders. I mean, has any of this shit worked? All it's done is make less men watch football.
Well, don't you want to see the chicks? The chicks are pretty hot on the sideline. No, they're not. Have you seen any of them? They're all fucking old. They're all 50 years old or older.
And the ones at the broadcast booth are fucking annoying. The fucking Raiders game on Channel 5. Channel 5 here in LA runs the preseason Raiders games. They had a chick doing the play-by-play. Not the color announcer, which they usually do, but the play-by-play announcer was a chick. And annoying as all fuck. You got to watch all this shit with the sound off. That's what I have to do with Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. I have to watch that with the sound off because Jessica Mendoza, who's one of the two annoying color commentators, and none of them you need, just blabs on and on, blah, 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 but all kinds of fucking bullshit you don't care about. And then Alex Rodriguez, who's practically a chick himself, same thing. Even more annoying. Stop with the political correctness. You don't need all these chicks doing male sports. Do female sports. You know, 99% of television is geared towards women anyway. Find something else. But they've invaded every fucking one of them. There's not one sport you can watch where chicks aren't involved with it somehow. But play-by-play announcers, I mean, with an annoying voice to boot. I mean, stop it. Just please fucking stop. All right? This is why the fucking ratings are down. This is why they'll never admit it. They will never admit it. It's not politically correct to say that, but all these old broads doing male sports, they need to go. They need to fucking go, all right? Stop with the kneeling. Stop with the chicks in sports, all right? Then the numbers will climb back up. Get rid of this kneeling bullshit. You'll get even more numbers climbing up. Get back to the basics. Get back to playing the fucking game! Remember the game? Don't we play games anymore? What the fuck is all this extra horse shit? You know, see all these stories of the chick silo reporter, all the glass ceiling she had to break through. Oh, shut up. I wish you would have hit your head on it and gotten a concussion. Then you could claim you were in the NFL somehow. But is kneeling really a fucking big deal in any kind of way to protest? Are you really sticking it to the man by kneeling? You know, if you were at the game and you were in the nosebleed seats, you couldn't even see it. You couldn't even see it. Here's some footage, I think from last year, when the Dolphins, who seem to be leading the NFL in kneeling these days, playing the Jets, and some of the fan reaction once the anthem starts playing and they start kneeling. Priceless. Stand up, they're saying. This is in New Jersey, too, in the Meadowlands. Now they're getting booed. All during the anthem, by the way. The anthem they love so much, they're talking over it. You're fired. You tell these are a bunch of Trump people out there. Yeah, well, who paid to go see those overpaid assholes? And you're in pretty good seats, too, there, buddy. That dumbass. I usually get to the game after the anthem. I don't want to hear this. Takes too fucking long. I don't get all gaga about American flags and patriotism and all that shit. I certainly don't care what people do during it. I'm just tired of the coverage of it, because I don't care. Get it? Yeah, land of the free! Wait, how much money is missing out of my check again? Yeah. All right, sit down, you fucking crackers. Watching the Jets. Yeah, Jets fans. Tell the intellect we're dealing with here. I thought this was liberal New York, New Jersey. They're clearly all a bunch of Trump retards. You're fired. Ah, Trump said that all the time. Remember that? I mean, I do agree with, enough already. All right, you're bums. You're overpaid assholes. But meanwhile, you're sitting about 10 rows back. Who paid to see the overpaid assholes? Ah, people. People are just fucking retarded. All of them. All y'all. What's wrong with you? Fucking dumbass people. Shit. I'm ashamed to be associated with you. You know, they don't protest the black-on-black crime. You know, a whole shitload of people got killed in Chicago over the weekend, but business as usual. Stop being pussies, NFL. Find these fucking entitled pieces of shit and move on. Enough already. They want to protest, do it on their fucking off time. And speaking of people who have too much time on their hands like Kaepernick and all they do is want to protest, Rosie O'Donnell, remember her? Big, fat, annoying lesbian Rosie O'Donnell. Used to be called the Queen of Nice when she had a talk show, and she's pretty much proven to be anything but fucking nice. You ever notice every still shot of her, she looks like Triggly Puff. She's always angry, pissed off. She's got her mouth wide open. Well, apparently she led a fucking protest in front of the White House with some Broadway stars. Like, anybody knows who these fucking people are? Do you really have nothing better to do? Is this going to get Trump out of the White House so he's really scared of you? He already kicked your ass when you used to be on his show. Well, let's go to CNN, who's become the leader in television Trump whining. Here's a show called Cuomo Primetime. Oh boy, who watches this? Seriously. I don't think anybody in New York even watches that. Anyway, let's talk about the Rosie O'Donnell march to the White House. God knows she needs the exercise.
There has been a nightly protest at the White House every day since Trump's meeting with Vladimir Putin in
Helsinki. Morons.
Well, there is, and you're going to hear about it now because longtime actress and longtime thorn in Donald Trump's side, Rosie O'Donnell,
not really,
joined the mix and brought all of these stars from Broadway with her.
Oh, wow.
Why?
So impressed.
Rosie O'Donnell.
The Broadway prance to the White House.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
So you're down there in the nation's capital. It's being billed as a party with a purpose.
Wow, sub-party.
What is the
purpose? Is it BYOB?
The purpose is to remind people of the truth that lives inside them. So when they're so confused and lied to by our president and this administration, they're able to find that thing about
America. Yeah, we need that reminder, like the media doesn't do it every 10 seconds.
Real, and remember that feeling.
Yes, we should listen to you, Rosie. Nobody else matters.
Tumultuous weeks.
She's so fucking annoying. I'm surprised she's not announcing NFL games.
Coming out. That it's going to be very loud.
This is a personal grudge she's had against Trump ever since he called her a big fat pig. And you know what? He's right.
Is it just
the one time he's right?
You're spreading there, or do you have a message of what you want to happen with this president?
Notice me. Look at me. I'm out here. Notice me. Give me work.
Wants him to be out, although you
can't the majority of Americans want him. She knows what the majority wants. There's a lot of red states in this country. I doubt it.
Russia at this point. So all we have to do
is we're just like Russia now, yeah.
To show
okay.
up, to protest, to use their
you,
voice.
You know what's best, right, Rosie? You know what's going on in the world.
Until November. And
none of this crazy shit is just swirling around in your head like a blender.
If somehow they're able to rig the election,
you know, everybody thinks Roseanne Barr is fucking nuts. She doesn't hold a candle to this fucking witch right here.
In trouble as democracy.
All she does is she's like fucking Rob Reiner, just Rob Reiner with a wig on. That's it.
Known fact. The never see them together. The election is not a known fact. You believe the actual outcome was rigged, or just that there were?
Well, yeah, my BFF didn't get elected.
Her fellow lesbian in combat.
Listen to all of our mainstream intelligence people; they believe it too.
Well, they don't believe votes were changed. Media...
Well, I do believe.
What
that
did
they
you
were
disagree
exact...
with me? Listen,
well,
at, look at that
facts,
long pause.
Right? You know
yes.
the facts.
How dare you disagree with me? Don't you know who I am? I'm Rosie O'Donnell. You don't ever disagree with me.
Knew for sure that Hillary Clinton was going to win. Do you think that there was anything to do with Russia or just a real big swirl for Donald Trump in these specific areas with the same exact
She still has that New York voice, too. Shut up.
Very pinky to me.
Here's why I ask you about what this is about.
Who the fuck are you anyway, Rosie O'Donnell? You don't even have a job. It's another one with no job running around protesting. Shut up.
There's a call for impeachment.
You'll be homeless.
Among progressives like yourself. Two things happen.
Well, I don't think it's just progressives, Chris.
It's not just progressives. I know. I know it's everybody. Everybody wants Donald Trump out. Everybody. I say so. Everybody. Not just the progressives.
I'll stipulate to it for the point of this argument.
Okay.
So everybody calls out. You don't have the votes. It doesn't happen. You galvanize support for the president, and we are torn.
You know, progressives want Donald Trump secretly because they'll have something to bitch about for another 4 years.
No, I am not. I am believing in the American people. I believe in the
country. We don't believe in you.
I believe in what it was founded on. I believe in the Constitution. I think that on Election Day, we're going to show up in a huge way, in a way
yeah,
that we
right. What country do you live in again?
In the United
When's that
States?
Ever happened?
And people have just really had enough. They've
had enough of you.
Separates
you.
Puts babies in cages. You know all of the catchphrases.
Babies in cages,
every day he
please.
Does something worse than
Stop.
The day before. And he tops it.
Yeah, I
got
to use children to push my argument.
I believe that Trump is loathed in America. That people are embarrassed.
You know how loathed you are?
And that come Election Day, we're going to stand
They used to call her the Queen of Nice. Does this sound like anybody who's nice? She's always scowling. She always has a big frown on her fucking face.
You know, we're going to see him gone, and that's what I'm waiting for.
You don't want him gone. You want him there so he can whine and bitch and protest for another fucking 4 years. The worst thing that could happen is if he doesn't get reelected.
Amen on that. The more people get involved,
and you'll have nothing to protest about.
The more people will get what they want. It will reduce the effects of money.
Did you just say amen to that?
Everything.
Oh, yeah, this isn't
better.
A biased
perfect,
channel.
But better. So I'm all with you. The more people go out and vote their conscience, the better, whatever their conscience is. Here's my other concern.
That's how Trump got in.
There is reason to criticize the president. I am not going to fight you on that point. However, for the Democrats to come into mainstream power, so that means that they have what the Republicans have right now, the House, the Senate, the White House, I think history suggests you have to be more than anti. You have to be pro things.
She doesn't know how to do that. Neither do Democrats.
Believe. You have to give them some type of sense that captures their imagination and gives them hope. What is that for Democrats where they can say, not just he's a liar, he's a bad guy, but here's how we'll make the economy even better, which is hard given the numbers.
Good fucking luck
we'll
to getting that out of them.
Than we are, because that's what people will be looking to.
Well, when you report the economy, you report how it affects the top 1%, or you report how it affects
see,
everyone.
See, she can't answer her, so she has to raise another issue.
It's not doing good, and the tax cuts didn't do good for the average American. So,
oh,
I
really?
Don't believe that the economy.
It did pretty good for me. I'll tell you what.
Metrics that you guys are using.
How the fuck does she know what the average American is all about?
Bad,
come on.
He's a liar. He's bad because he doesn't know how to inspire people or evoke that.
Seems like a lot of people are inspired. Have you looked around? What fucking sand does she have her big fat head stuck in?
You know that. People were paid since he went down on the escalator. He paid.
Oh, really? Politicians use extras? That's never happened anywhere, right? Only Trump does it? You fucking cunt. Just shut your ass up.
But he doesn't get tens of thousands. When did he get tens of thousands at the last rally? Tell me when.
Well, no, not at the
Tell me
the
when.
Camp,
I got to argue. I always got to argue because I'm always right. I'm always right. I'm Rosie O'Donnell. I'm always fucking right. God damn it. I'm the queen of nice. God
damn it! He gives themes that resonate, whether they're positive or not.
I wish you would just have a heart attack and drop dead right on the air.
I don't know. I can't.
Paid?
I don't have the facts that his crowds are.
Yeah, he's the only one that's ever had extras, you know, trade seals clapping at every. Come on. This is show business, Rosie. You should know that by now.
You can find those tangible pieces of evidence.
Oh, that's right. You're not in it anymore.
You know, when he went down on that escalator, he paid all those people.
Escalator. The escalator. Remember the escalator? That escalator. I love escalators. Don't you?
You can't fit on the escalator.
Screaming that you guys are not real. But the more that you
know, you're not. It's show business. None of this shit is real. Fox News isn't real. This isn't real. You aren't real.
I don't judge what I...
It's like a deception.
And look, and Mom would be the first one to say, let him say what he's going to say. You say what you know is true. You always keep your dignity. You always fight the good fight.
Who in the fuck follows Rosie O'Donnell? Who is a fan of hers? Other than some hardcore feminists. I mean, really, who is listening to this babble?
Have I seen it at all of these rallies? No.
Bring back Roseanne. Get rid of Rosie, okay?
They're all bought off. They're all fake. Because I think that's BS. I don't think it's true. And I'm not going to play to it just because it's satisfying.
Nobody watches you. Don't worry about it.
Sure, we do it all the time. And then lead with that.
We do
lead
it all
with
the time.
That story before you.
I'm going to tell you
rally.
How to do your job. You this is how you should do it. I'm Rosie O'Donnell. I know everything. I run the country. I'm the president of the United States. I'm going to run for.
Oh my God! Could you imagine if Rosie O'Donnell ran for president? There would be a mass exodus the fuck out of here.
And that's why I'm talking to you, Rosie, because people need to know what you're doing.
Nobody needs to know what she's doing. Nobody cares what she's doing. She's being a big fat loudmouth like she always is.
Sooner rather.
We need less big fat loudmouths, not more.
People ask me all the time, your son's a Marine. How can you have a son
your
who's
son,
a Marine when you're
your
so
adopted
such a
son? Because you're a big dyke.
Kind of a person. Well, I love and respect my son, and I can hold two opposing thoughts in my head at one time. One is that I'm terrified that something horrible is going to happen to him, and the other is that I'm so immensely proud of the commitment that he has given.
Trump
to
better
this
not send him overseas. Not my son.
I believe in America and what it stands for in the country.
Yeah, you said that already. Nobody believes in you.
Has done everything they can to undermine it, and it's not okay.
Yes, well,
it's not all right.
It's
in
not
any
okay.
Way. We have to use
because
our voices
I have to be
fight.
The spokesman
you
for the U.S.
Exactly that. That's
I know what's going on. I know what the average American wants. I've been all around the country. I've actually talked to people.
The whole family feels it. The whole family sacrifices. So thank you to your entire clan for the dedication to the country
thank
and the service
you.
Of your son.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Thank you, Chris Cuomo.
Oh, then she gives a peace sign. Oh, that's so cute with her big fat fingers. Oh, God, is she fucking annoying. Why is she even relevant? Why is she even around?
Look at me. I'm going to go out and protest because I hate Donald Trump. And I think most of America hates Donald Trump, even though she speaks exactly like Donald Trump.
And speaking of annoying leftist New Yorkers, what's the deal with this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez running around? Who the fuck is she? Why is she all over the fucking news? Why is she all over the social media? Is she like the female David Hogg or what? She has that reptilian Illuminati face, so clearly she's already been through the shape-shifting process. She's always grinning like a maniac. She looks scary. Just like David Hogg. I get the same exact personality out of both of them. Well, apparently she calls herself a socialist Democrat, meaning she just wants everybody to have everything for free, having absolutely no idea how the economy works. You know, she's some 28-year-old dingbat and who apparently ousted Joe Crowley for a New York Senate seat and pretty much gave all their same rhetoric that Bernie Sanders gave. Hey, everybody gets everything for free. Yay! We love you, Bernie Sanders. Not during election time or anything, but we love you. Same thing's going to happen to this bitch. All right? She's got her 15 minutes of fame. Oh, she's a millennial hero. She's one of us, but she's as dumb as a fucking brick. And she looks like David Hogg's twin sister. I mean, look at their face. Look at them side by side. What the fuck is going on here, Illuminati? And she's got her eyes wide open at all times. She's got that Illuminati death gaze already. And she got that face, that reptilian face that they love so fucking much. This is their girl right now. Nobody's going to vote for anybody around her, but this is their girl. And here she is on Face the Nation with her former boss, Grandpa Bernie Sanders Mudster. Here we go.
In Kansas, campaigning for Democratic candidates, along with a very familiar figure in the Democratic Party, Bernie Sanders. Welcome to Face the Nation. It's great to see you both side by side.
Holy fuck, this anchor is beaming.
Said it was Senator Sanders.
You're a news anchor. Really, get a hold of yourself.
Enter the political race.
Oh my God, Miss Ocasio-Cortez, I am awed by your presence.
What is it like for you to be out there campaigning alongside
Ridiculous. News is a joke.
It's certainly surreal. Just two
Her
years
eyes
ago,
are so fucking wide open. That is not normal.
In the South Bronx.
That is not normal.
In the crowd with
That's got MK Ultra written all over it.
Across
Bernie
ages,
Sanders looked like he just peed incomes. Himself.
And to be here 2 years later pushing
He always has that same face. I hope I didn't crap my pants.
Senator Sanders, Ms. Ocasio-Cortez still
Will you
has
die
a
already,
race
please?
To win. What advice are you giving her?
To keep doing what she
Keep doing what you're doing, young lady. You're doing a great job out there.
And the reason that she won is she ran on ideas.
Why didn't you win, Bernie?
To the working people in her district. She put together a strong grassroots campaign. And she worked.
Who the fuck are they? In an art gallery or something? What's up with these weird paintings behind them?
Prepared to do that, I think, has an excellent chance of winning.
Let's talk about some of the candidates you're out there right now trying to help win. You're in Kansas. That is a solidly, or at least thought of as a solidly pro-Trump red state. It voted overwhelmingly for the president in the last election.
Well, Margaret, I happen to believe passionately that there really is not a blue state, red state division in this country.
That's kind of true. I mean, if you look at California, there are a lot of the counties are red. You have a lot of Republican. In the outlying areas, they vote Republican. In Orange County, votes Republican.
As Trump does.
It's the big cities that are liberal.
$1 trillion in tax breaks to the top 1%. But in fact, we have got to demand that the rich start paying their fair share of taxes. So whether you're in Kansas,
I think everybody
Bronx,
pays out of their ass in taxes, all right? Less fucking taxes across the board.
And we have got to fight for an America that works for all of us, not just the 1%.
Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, does that populist message bring out new voters?
It absolutely does.
It brings out people who pretend to vote and don't vote.
We found this here in New York. Back home, we expanded the electorate 68% over the last off-year midterm primary. So for us,
she really bothers me.
Hiring people to the polls.
She's not real. She's David Hogg in a skirt.
Creating hope for this nation and knowing that so long as there are working class Americans who believe in a prosperous and just future, we will have hope no matter how red the district.
Last week on this program, we had the man you defeated, the New York Congressman Joe Crowley, and he congratulated you on your win. He said
Bitch.
You very much deserved it. He also explained two factors he thought that were decisive here. One of them being the year of the woman, he called it, and also
stop
the timing
that.
Of the primary. Are those factors in your view?
Well, I think
I guess. I don't know. I wasn't told yet.
Created our win was the fact that we had bold commitments, and I campaigned on hard commitments of Medicare for all, tuition-free public college.
But yet you never explain how you intend to achieve that goal.
Were the reasons
we just need to give shit away. I don't know how you're going to do it.
Graphics. We won. We expanded the electorate ourselves. We did the work of organizing.
Oh, her eyes are so wide open. It's creepy, man.
You know,
it's like she's going to turn into alien.
You know,
that that's
moment,
a hard one.
There's a confluence of factors that makes this moment inspiring. Right now, more women than ever are running for office, and I do think
they're doing
that
such a great job.
Women want representation in Congress, absolutely. Congress right now is 80% male,
so?
And that creates blind spots in our legislation. It means we don't have family leave. We don't have paid maternal and parental leave. Mm-hmm. It means that we don't get the equal pay that we want. So I think those issues
you don't?
Certainly were important.
Load.
Well, right now there is a female leader within the Democratic Party, Nancy Pelosi.
Right now. Yeah, she just appeared this year, Nancy Pelosi. She hasn't been in there for a zillion years.
Will you support her?
You know, I need to get to Congress first. I need to work on winning my general election.
You ain't.
I'm excited her as the party leader.
I mean, she's the current party leader, absolutely. And I look forward to be part of that conversation.
Partying with her.
And winning back the
That'd
House.
Be some party.
There is no decision about the party leader until we win the
Can
House.
Can I get up and go to the bathroom, please?
You're leaving
Fucking
open
Bernie looks like he's
you
suffering
may
there.
Her, if you win in November.
Yeah.
Senator Sanders, Vladimir Putin was invited to the White House this fall. Do you think it should be withdrawn?
Look, the truth is...
You can hear where they edited this video, too. Trump says, very obvious.
Because he could change his mind tomorrow. But I will tell you that I was absolutely outraged...
Can somebody bring me a new pair of drawers?
...in Helsinki, where he really sold the American people out. And it makes me think...
You've been sold out a long time ago.
...Trump doesn't understand what Russia has done, not only to our elections... but to cyber attacks against all parts of our infrastructure. Either he doesn't understand it, or perhaps he is being blackmailed by Russia because they may have compromising information about him. Or perhaps also you have a president who really does have strong authoritarian tendencies.
Can we hurry this up? I got to get to Country Kitchen Buffet.
That Putin is running in Russia. And I think all of that is a disgrace and a disservice to the American people. And we have got to make sure that Russia does not interfere, not only in our elections, but in other aspects of our lives.
Well, picking up on that note, because there is some responsibility here on both parties to protect themselves, it was one of your campaign staffers who went to the Clinton campaign and Obama administration to say there were concerns or suspicions here of Russians spreading anti-Clinton messages. How do you protect yourself?
Yeah, we need Russia to tell us that Hillary Clinton is a cunt. No, I think we figured that out on our own.
Margaret, that's a great question, and I don't think anyone knows all of the answers, but one thing we
do certainly don't
is that we need a president who is going to do everything to work with statewide officials.
That was supposed to be you, Bernie. What happened?
To make sure that when people cast a vote,
I'm sure Hillary did do everything in her power to make sure you didn't get in.
Congress has allocated money to beef up and strengthen the protection of our electoral system. The president has got to be aggressive in implementing that. We have a lot of work to do, but the integrity...
You're going to die next year. Settle down.
...is at stake, and we have got to do everything that we can to protect the integrity of our election.
Oh, go change your pants, you old bastard. God, the two of them. This chick really just showed up out of nowhere. You know she's an Illuminati experiment, if you will. All right? She's got David Hogg's face. They have that same exact face with a cleft chin and the eyes wide open, and they do the same hand gestures when they're trying to make a point. That's some freaky fucking shit, man. Of course, nobody will ever talk about that. If you even mention the Illuminati, you get chastised. Look what happened to Alex Jones. They banned them off of almost every social media outlet, except for Twitter. But everybody's in an uproar about it, and yeah, it's pro-censorship, and that fucking sucks. I'm not a fan of Alex Jones. I agree with some of the stuff he says. I just don't like his personality. I don't like the way he says it. He doesn't need to scream at the top of his lungs, you know? If he did his shit like Art Bell, I'd be more into it, you know? No, he's got to be over the top with it. Holy shit, fucking conspiracy theories. Listen, I love conspiracy theories. I agree with a lot of them, all right? I just don't like Alex Jones as a personality. I think he's fucking annoying. But you shouldn't ban him just because you don't agree with him. I mean, there is definitely a liberal push to get conservative voices off of social media. It's pretty fucking obvious, all right? Everybody should be allowed to say whatever goofy fucking shit they want to. If you're offended by a tough fucking shit, get a backbone. America needs a backbone. That's why the NFL isn't appealing anymore. None of the players look like they have a backbone. They're all hurt. They need to protest. Wah. They're not big, burly dudes anymore. I mean, the offensive line, sure, but the fucking wide receivers, all these guys are kneeling. Pussies. 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 All right? And we have, you know, social Democrats that are pushed by pussies, but yet the pussies never go out and vote them in. You know? They say they do on social media. I voted. No, you didn't. You pretended you did. You didn't. You got a few extra likes, but you didn't. This Ocasio-Cortez, that's a catchy name. Hey, she's not white. We all hate white men now. You know, unless they're a liberal nut job like Bernie Sanders. He's just a sweet old grandpa. It wouldn't hurt a fly. I would love to know how many bathroom breaks he had to take during that interview. That's why they had to cut it together. And Ocasio-Cortez has this look on her face like, oh my God, he is so old. What am I doing here? Well, good job, New York. You want to elect Jenny from the block. Well, I've had enough of fucking politics. How about you? Let's move on, shall we? Let's move on to something I actually enjoy. Airplanes. I am a fucking aviation geek. I love airplanes. I like watching airplanes. I like flying on airplanes. I used to fly airplanes. When I turned 17, I got flight lessons out of Van Nuys Airport for my birthday in 1988. I learned to fly fucking, you know, Cessna 172. And you want to talk about turbulence. You know, any little gust of wind could knock those fucking things around. Try learning to land at Van Nuys Airport, which is one of the busiest airports in the country, during Santa Ana wind, when they flip the pattern around. It is fucking insane, all right? Insane. But not nearly as insane as what went down at SeaTac Airport. Holy fuck.
We begin this morning with a one man's apparent suicide mission that caused tension in skies over Seattle for more than an hour Friday night. Authorities say an employee of Horizon Air, a regional carrier owned by Alaska Airlines, stole an empty turboprop plane from Seattle Tacoma International.
Q400. I see those flying LAX all the time. Little prop planes.
Island in Puget Sound.
Looks like a Dash 8 kind of.
Amateur video shows the plane being followed by F-15 fighter jets before the crash. CBS News transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve is in our Washington bureau with the latest. Chris, good morning.
Transportation correspondent. They just make up things for these anchors.
This does not appear to be an act of terror. Instead, authorities
say he looks like an expert on anything.
Air ground service agent was suicidal when he stole the plane. It was
another guy with no bass in his voice.
In a maintenance area last night. Investigators believe the crash occurred because the man, who appeared to lack flying skills, was trying to do stunts.
That is original. I'll give him that.
Cell phone video captured the moment the stolen twin-engine Horizon Airlines plane does what appears to be a mid-air barrel roll before dropping down perilously above the waterline.
That would have been cool if there were some passengers on that.
Washington.
What the hell is this guy doing?
Big passenger plane just goes sideways, goes.
What, they couldn't find anybody but this Russian guy to interview?
Felt like a few hundred feet above the ground.
In radio communications, air traffic controllers and a Horizon pilot refer to the man flying as Rich. As they talked with him, it became increasingly clear the airline employee was not going to safely land the plane.
You think?
I got a lot of people that care about me, and it's going to disappoint them to hear that I did this. Just a broken guy, got a few screws loose.
And he's an airline mechanic. Let that sink in.
Were scrambled from a base in Portland, Oregon, and
yeah, they went out of Portland International, as a matter of fact. Minutes, fighter jets.
They could be seen from the ground trailing the stolen plane.
One was low near the plane, and one was high, way up in the air, and they followed it around. And a few minutes later, we heard a loud explosion noise.
The hour-long flight ended in a fiery crash on Kentron Island, a small island with few residents. Investigators don't believe anyone on the ground was hurt, and the fire does not pose a threat to anyone. It does not appear the man who stole the plane survived the crash.
Aww.
Apparently it was somebody who did something wrong, did something foolish, and may well have paid with his life.
As he should.
The man has not yet been identified. A spokesman for NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, says the fighter jets did not fire on the stolen plane. Flights out of SeaTac Airport were temporarily grounded after the unauthorized takeoff. The FBI will lead the investigation for now. Tony?
Chris, you mentioned the plane was in a maintenance position at the time it took off. How was this individual able to get control of the plane and then get it on a runway?
Well, we know he worked on the ground for Horizon, so it would not be uncommon, particularly if he worked in the maintenance department, for him to know how to power on the airplane and some basic pre-flight procedures you would do to get the plane going. If you've got knowledge of how the throttle works and basic controls of the plane, you certainly would be capable of taxiing it out to a runway, throttling it up, and taking off. Landing is a lot trickier, of course.
Yes, landing is tricky, but the question I have is, how the fuck was he not stopped? I mean, the distance between wherever the maintenance hangar is and the run-up point at the beginning of the runway, that's a long way to go. So this guy who couldn't have been in contact with ground control at all, nobody could figure out that this is a problem and he couldn't be stopped. They clear out an entire terminal if somebody carries a tube of toothpaste in their fucking carry-on. Meanwhile, this guy is able to taxi all the way to the runway and actually take off. And it's not like Seattle is wide open. It's a busy-ass airport. They've got three parallel runways, and there's shit going on all three at all times. So did he cut off waiting aircraft? What if something was landing on that runway? They do that sometimes. Usually the main takeoff runway is 16 left. Sometimes they land shit on there too. So who knows what the fuck could have happened? How the fuck did this guy, how is he able to take off? How is he able to taxi all the way there and then fucking take off? Nobody was in contact with him? You gotta be fucking kidding me. They're not telling us something here. Well, at least the cocksucker died. He gave everybody a great show. He held up air traffic for hours. Good job, asshole. Good fucking job. Rotten fucking hell where you belong.
That is not a drone. That is a real plane. Just did a loop-de-loop. Oh, and there's like a jet.
Did you hear them? They go, woo! They think it's an air show. That is a fighter jet. But they didn't shoot him down or anything. Nah, we wouldn't do that. Well, there's the podcast for you. Players kneeling, Rosie squealing, politicians lying, crazy fuckers flying. And look at the loop-de-loop. Thank you. And on that note, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. That's right. You can't go wrong with a DJ Quick Beat. Feel me? And you can't go wrong with the Big Angryville podcast. 99 shows in the books. 100 is coming up, and I've got something very special planned for that episode. Oh, you definitely want to stay tuned. Because we're going to smoke all these motherfuckers. BigAngryville.com is where you can find me at BigAngryville.com. You're on Facebook. Hey, they actually allowed me to post again. God bless them. Take your ass on over to the Big Angry Phil podcast page. Like that shit. Follow that shit. Just fucking do that shit. Follow me on Twitter at the Big Angry Phil. Instagram, Big Angry Phil. SoundCloud, Big Angry Phil. Get the TuneIn app. Look for the Big Angry Phil podcast. Every goddamn show is on there. So just pick one and enjoy yourself. Big Angry Phil is on iTunes, I think. It may be, it may not be. I keep hearing two different things. Well, fuck them. Make sure you listen to and subscribe to the Tom Likas Show. Go to TomEverywhere.com. Get that motherfucking app. Subscribe to and listen to the Gary Dino Show, GaryDino.com. Well, that's it for me. I will be back with show 100. You don't want to miss it. Till then, see ya.